The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. There are so many ways to describe our different frames of mind. If neutral is indeed a state some of us inhabit, our various moods seem to carry us a long way from that in-between zone. And the distance between one mood to another can feel epic. You look up from one day to the next, or one moment to the next, and wonder how in the world you managed to cover so much ground so quickly. And it can be difficult believing that these states of feeling will eventually pass. Sometimes it seems that the forward momentum needed to carry you out of a particular state just won't come. That's where certain friends, doctors, therapists come in. Other times, relief can come from strange places. A billboard slogan or a stranger's casual greeting, which, through some form of serendipity, registers with you in just the right way to be helpful. Many years ago, during a chaotic phase of my life, a psychic stopped me on the street. "I'm getting a message for you. I'm not asking for money. I just need to tell you." And what she told me turned out to be the absolute truth. Life, even a relatively fortunate life, is hard. Why in the world should we imagine we ought to be managing the toughest parts on our own? Today's poem is Mood Ring by Jaswinder Bulina. I love the little dialogue it dramatizes between the speaker and an inner companion. What better way to describe the many minds and many moods we all live with all the time? And what better way to remind us that once in a while, the help we need, the extra boost of faith or power our lives seem to require, can come from within? Mood Ring by Jaswinder Bulina. Inside me lived a small donkey. I didn't believe in magic, but the donkey was a sucker for the stuff. Psychics, illusionists, arthritics who'd predict the rainfall. That was the year I had trouble walking. I overthought it and couldn't get the rhythm right. The donkey retaught me. This foot, yes, then that one. And swing your arms as if you're going to trial to be exonerated of a crime you've most definitely committed. Next, trouble sleeping because I'd need to crank the generator in my chest so frequently. Seeing I was overworked, the donkey finally hauled it out. It looked shiny and new, a silver dollar, and tossed it into a flock of birds who had to fly a long way to find safety. I knew then I was a large and dangerous man, what with this donkey living inside me, but felt futile. One day, during a final lesson on breathing, the donkey asked what kind of jeans I was wearing. I said, "The somber ones." "Poor kid. So will you be staying on for a third year, donkey?" "No. I think I should go and await your arrival beside the crumpled river." "Yes, I suppose you have many important matters to attend to. but maybe one day I will come and join you for a drink or perhaps for a brief nap. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at slowdownshow.
Hi, it's Micah, producer of The Slowdown. One of the best ways you can support The Slowdown is by starting a monthly gift. It's easy on our budget and provides reliable support for the show you love. Pledge to give $5 a month today, and you can pick one of our thank you gifts at slowdownshow.org/donate.